This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And Jason, could you just look? Friday, post-Thanksgiving dinner. What's the word that pops right into your mind every year? So the day after Thanksgiving, Kevin Flynn is
leftovers.
In for Todd Mitchell today. Todd,
leftovers, leftovers, leftovers.
How did you know?
Got a half a fridge full of them.
I was thinking lefse. Lefse. Lefse is what I was thinking.
How do you eat your lefse?
I sneak it out, first of all, of the, you know, and into the car so that, like, gosh, I thought we had more lefse than that. I don't have any idea. Just butter.
Do you?
Yeah. Just butter on mine.
We like a little butter, sugar, cinnamon, roll them up and nuke them a little bit.
You have enough sugar in my life outside of lefse.
Just a little bit. A little cinnamon and sugar and butter.
Tend to steer away from it, but... Anyway, welcome to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition, post-Thanksgiving edition, the I'm sneaking a piece of lefse during the commercial breaks edition of the program. I love nothing more than a turkey sandwich, warmed up, a little salt and pepper, maybe throw a slice of cheese on it, dip it in some gravy, go. Yeah, that's my best leftover. Right
money
there.
Right there.
Love it, love it, love it. We have a busy show today. We're not doing the holiday thing here. We're here to lay it all out for you folks. On the program. In just a moment, I'm going to play you something from someone that has done a marvelous job of educating folks about the first Thanksgiving. Talked a little bit about this yesterday, but I want you to hear him in his own words. And then the question I want us to ponder after we hear this is whether or not our children are coming home with that level of knowledge about the first Thanksgiving, about our founding, about, this is, you know, 1620 we're talking here, how America came to be. How are we doing on teaching our kids the fundamentals? There's a survey out recently that talked about socialism being the preference of, I forget what age of kids, over capitalism. I wanted to weep. Because there's not one of those kids that actually would pick socialism if they honestly knew what socialism would mean to them and their life, right? Would they ever?
Truth, yeah.
So, kind of crazy. Kirsten Baszler is the top teacher in North Dakota. She's actually, I guess, the top administrator now, but she's been a teacher. She's been a school board member and is our superintendent of public instruction and very passionate about education in North Dakota. And she and I talked about this briefly before, so we'll chat a little bit about that today on the program. Also, you're going to meet a woman from Ethiopia, orphaned at the age of 5, who knew tragedy firsthand. War raging in Ethiopia. She fled to Kenya and lived in refugee camp, unbearable conditions. 3.5 years after that, she came here and started work as an activist. Helping single immigrant mothers, down, by the way, in Minneapolis. And she was a single immigrant mother. And most of them, including her, left abusive husbands, struggling to support themselves and their children. So she would train these mothers in work and life skills, English language, citizenship, English language and citizenship. Life skills, English language, did I mention the English?
And citizenship.
Held after school and tutoring programs for their children. Offered follow-up on-the-job placement. In her first year doing this, she helped 38 women on a journey to independence. So now she devotes her life to making a difference in her community and the world around her. A lot of successful business ventures. Opened a restaurant. And she now shares her story full-time, advocating for immigrants and refugees.
I would imagine if you want to complain about your life in America, she's not one that'll listen.
No,
she's
thank
she's
you.
Got no time for you.
her current project is a humanitarian organization that she founded 6 years or so ago called Women at the Well, where she returns to Ethiopia to build schools in refugee camps to provide life skills and cultural assistance there to refugees before they are placed in their new homes. So a lot of obstacles along the way, but she got this all done and fulfills her passion to aid others. Author now and 4 books, public speaker, consultant, mother, wife. She resides in Minnesota, Fergus Falls, Minnesota, actually, with her family, not far away. She's coming on today because she invited to Fergus Falls a gentleman that is quite famous, who goes around the world speaking, and there are many, many examples. She's going to tell us about this, of miracles that have happened where he spoke. I mean, like, he packs a stadium. It isn't like you go into a school auditorium. So, I mean, again, think worldwide, okay? And he'll be in Fergus Falls December 8th and 9th. And it is just sort of impossible to think that he would actually come to Fergus Falls, right? It's just a small community in Minnesota, and this guy's packing stadiums in, Tel Aviv. It's pretty amazing. So, the invite itself is a bit of a miracle. And they show me a video of one of his events. And a lot of people have found healing from all kinds of diseases, including cancer, by the way. Hospitals in Ethiopia send their worst cases by ambulance to his meetings. Marriages healed and people delivered and set free and raised from the dead. These are the kinds of miracles they say have been happening. If you know anyone sick, they say to send them. So I don't know about you, but when this stuff comes along, I'm skeptical. I want to wait a minute, let me learn more. And the older I get, I'm like, whatever. Okay, that's just fine. Let's just do this. It's like sort of our conversation about the hyperbaric oxygen treatment the other day.
Yeah.
It's oxygen, right? It's just a lot of oxygen. Well, it's not going to hurt you, and it helps a whole lot of people. Can I get in there? I'll get in. I want to get in that thing,
Thank God they're here doing it.
It's amazing, especially the brain. So a deal like this to me, if I had an ailment, I'm going to go. I'm going to go and say,
As
Donald Trump would say, what the heck do you have to lose? So we're going to tell you about that today. I just think that's kind of a fascinating story. Steve Moore will be here, one of the top three economists in Donald Trump's ear, author of his tax plan, author of many great books, and a good friend of the program, knows the economy well. I want to talk a little bit about this stock market and how we separate that from the fundamentals of the economy. And, he was so excited when Donald Trump rolled out his tax plan, because he said, look, he did everything Art Laffer and I, Larry Kudlow, wanted in the if we had to craft our perfect package, he said yes to all of it. And guess what, folks? It's working, and it's working really quick. So I want to know from him what else he thinks is coming, what else will be right behind it. So it'll be kind of fun. And then Jared Mason will be here from the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. They're kicking off. They are kicking off in just a couple of days, Steele, North Dakota, and they are most likely coming someplace very near you. So whether that's at the Bell in Bismarck or whether it's at Fargo South early in December in Fargo or, Grand Forks, they're going everywhere. Wahpeton. So we'll give you the list and talk with Jared, who's great. Just a peer entertainer. And this show is so darn good. Everybody I've talked to, I think this is their third year, has said it is so, so good. And this year better than ever. So Bill Sorensen's outdone himself again. Should be a lot of fun. Medora.com to find the locations of where they're going to be. Medora.com, $30 a ticket. And there's some ticket specials out there and things you can take advantage of too. So do that.
I love this time of year. All the holiday shows and the high schools and everybody puts on a good concert, or there's always a good choir concert to go to.
Yes.
That time of year.
You ever been to the Concordia?
I have.
Christmas.
I have. Yeah.
That's one of those where you just like, you just sit back and go, wow, you know, for a couple of hours, wow. Yeah, in fact, my wife and I were just invited to that.
My cousin's daughter is part of the, Olivia is part of the Concordia Choir.
Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Well, thank you to Gretchen Noah. Gretchen and Mark invited us. So we're working on a date for that. You're right, though. That's the holidays. That's Christmas. And, you know, I one time went to a Kenny Rogers Christmas special.
Oh.
And I love Kenny Rogers, but, you know, if he's going to sing Christmas music, I don't know. I want to hear him sing Lucille. But I went along, and we kind of went as a big group family, and it was fantastic.
I bet.
And I always remember him now. Really neat stories. And, of course, like the Rockettes, they do the Christmas Spectacular. It's unreal. Yep. Those sort of make your holiday. They really do. So I would take in the magical Medora Christmas tour. You'll really like it. So there you go. That's our busy Friday lineup. It's kind of busy, isn't it, Kev?
Always. today.
Did we take the day off?
No.
We did not take
no
the day
sleep,
off.
No rest for the wicked.
Neither did Todd, by the way. He's just working, as he always is, but just not able to be with us on the air today. He's doing live broadcasts and all kinds of fun. And Black Friday, and Max, he was up there having a grand old time, you know? So go see Todd and Max and give him a high five. We'll take a break, come back with more on What's On Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
Hey, I'm Matt, the pizza guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. There's excitement in the air, and you're going to feel it next time you see your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza. Everything that has made Pizza Corner Pizza the finest anywhere will stay the same. The generous amounts of quality toppings, the tangy tomato sauce, all on an Italian-style bakery crust. But we're excited to present to you the new and fresh updated packaging that will reinforce Pizza Corner Pizza as the pride of North Dakota. Need a quick dinner or a football game snack? Consider a Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You know why it's the most wonderful time of the year?
Happiest season.
Because a song songs like this.
It's one of my favorites, by the way. Thank you very much. I love Andy Williams.
I do, brother.
Andy Williams are just the best. Always love the Andy Williams Christmas specials.
Yep.
So good.
The Johnny Mathis from The Day.
Yeah, he just, I always wanted to see him at Branson before he hung that up. Well, I think they still have an Andy Williams theater down there, don't they, anyway?
Yeah, but, you know, that song, those first, that just screams Christmas, doesn't it?
Is that like an orchestra?
Oh, yeah, you bet. It's the most wonderful. I'm ready.
The other reason that it's a great time of year is that, you know, you can give somebody a MyPillow, and they're going to smile like there's no tomorrow. You know, there's no tomorrow. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I brought Brad Berry a little memento for having us yesterday at Engelstad Arena in the middle of practice on a busy holiday. And he's like, are you kidding me? Oh, this is great. Everybody loves a MyPillow. I'm just telling you. In fact, I had a listener send a note the other day about the sheets. Said the sheets are seriously the best. They are, too. They're the Giza sheets. They're really, really nice. They use Giza Egyptian cotton. But anyway, if you go to MyPillow.com, anything they sell up to 50% off, and right now a really good deal on the MyPillow mattress topper. Comes with a 10-year warranty, 30% off, and they're throwing in two pillows for you for free. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Okay, so let's play a clip from Jerry Stewart's talk about that first Thanksgiving, the Pilgrims, the Indians, and see, A, how much of this you remember from your own schooling, and B, how much your kids talk about it. Listen.
It was now December, and the worst of winter was upon the Pilgrims. As they worked to build their shelters, their hands were so cold they could hardly hold their axes. Then came what they called the time of general sickness. Their bodies began to break down, the lingering cold, wading the icy waters to make shore, trudging through the snow, fighting exhaustion while sleeping on the damp ground was just too much. They became sick. Consumption, pneumonia, and the Pilgrims started dying. There were six in December, eight in January. They were falling like casualties on a battlefield. But unlike Jamestown, there are no accounts of any murmuring or despair. Instead, as their numbers dropped, they drew even closer together and trusted God all the more. And still, the death toll mounted. In February, they were dying at a rate of two a day. At one period, in the whole company, there were only five men well enough to care for the sick. When the worst was over, they had lost 47 people, nearly half of their original number. 13 out of 18 wives had died. Only three families remained unbroken. But remarkably, through it all, their hearts remained soft toward God. But what were they to do? They were still weak and hungry, and they had very little food. Then came an all-important turning point. An Indian came into the camp. He was very friendly, and to their surprise, he spoke English. And that's when he told them an amazing story. He explained that this had long been the territory of a tribe of Indians who hated the white man and murdered every settler landing on these shores. But just 4 years ago, a mysterious plague had broken out among them, killing every man, woman, and child in the tribe. So complete was the devastation that all of the surrounding tribes fled the area, making the nearest tribe now some 50 miles away. As he spoke, it suddenly became clear why there had been no Indian attacks, why the 20 acres of land had been prepared but never planted. Now, they finally understood the reason why God had directed them to this area. It was prepared just for them. After the visit and a meal, the Indian left. But he returned a few days later with another Indian who had been a member of that same hostile tribe. At first, they were frightened, but then they heard his story. His name was Squanto. He explained that years before, he'd been captured by explorers and taken back to England. There, he learned to speak English and learned the ways of the white man. Part of his time in England, he lived in a monastery and was finally allowed to return to his tribe. Upon his return, just 6 months before the pilgrims arrived, he stepped on shore and received a tragic blow. Not a single person from his tribe was alive. Nothing but skulls and bones. His family was gone. He wandered aimlessly with seemingly no reason to live until now. Maybe now he believed he had found his reason for living. He saw these pilgrims as little babes, so ignorant to the ways and wilds of the New World. He would commit himself to teaching them and saving their lives. He taught them how to fish, how to stalk deer, how to refine maple syrup, find herbs good to eat and for medicine. But the most important thing he taught was the planting of corn, the Indian way. With Squanto's help, they did survive the winter, and that next summer was a great success. By the fall, they had enough food to last them through the coming winter, they thought. In November, the first ship from home dropped anchor, and 35 more pilgrims joined them. It was a great reunion, but in their excitement, no one noticed that these 35 new colonists brought with them nothing. No clothing, no tools, no bedding, and most important, no food. After the jubilation, a grim decision was made. They would all have to go on half rations until summer. But the winter was so harsh that it made conditions even worse, until finally their supplies were so low that the rations were reduced to just 5 kernels of corn per day. It's almost inconceivable just how anyone could live on 5 kernels of corn. But God had another miracle planned. Unexpectedly, a ship on its way back to England landed. It had no food, but it had something just as good, beads and knives and trinkets, which the pilgrims could trade the Indians for corn. Once again, they were saved. They survived the winter, and miraculously, not one pilgrim died of starvation. Their next planting season, they were blessed with an abundance of food. The pilgrims were so full of gratitude that they declared a day of public thanksgiving. It would be 3 days of fun and feasting.
1620, that first Thanksgiving, all for those very obvious reasons. Isn't that just amazing? And what you didn't hear is, you know, coming over on the ship, they all survive, which is very rare. I mean, a lot of people would die on the ship before they get there. They get, you know, down to a handful of people from what they started with. But this particular group, all of them survive. And then, of course, the axe handle is the one that sticks with me. Hands so cold they couldn't hold the axe handle. Just amazing story. Man. How much of that do we know? Is my question for you. How much of that do we know? Do our kids learn? Let's talk a little bit about that. What's on your mind?
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. From his resort in Florida, President Trump calls the arrival of migrants in Mexico who traveled in a caravan from Central America a really bad situation.
They're starting fistfights. They have fistfights all over the streets. They're starting fistfights. They said, these are not like normal, innocent people. While getting political in his call to troops, he also offered profound gratitude to military members on Thanksgiving Day. Shoppers in Hoover, Alabama got a scare Thanksgiving night. Police say two people began arguing inside River Chase Galleria Mall, which led to one shooting the other. Witnesses describe hearing gunshots and hiding in stores where some employees sprang into action.
I was in Mountain High Outfitters on the first floor. We were right by the escalators up to the second floor. I heard 6 to 7 gunshots. Right upstairs is what it sounded like where it was, and everybody freaked and screamed and ran into Mountain High. And they stuffed us in supply closets and locked the doors.
Two people were injured. Police shot and killed the suspect as he fled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Before the top of the hour, we're thankful for our loved ones, right? Certainly. And the thought of losing them would be something that would obviously alter our life in ways we don't want to even imagine, which is one of the reasons I encourage folks to think about some of the great training that is available from the North Dakota Safety Council. They're a private nonprofit. WSI does this in the workplace as well. And these two entities, these two organizations, get up every day to make sure you are in a safe workplace, you have a well-trained staff, you are equipped for, yeah, it's just really incredible. It's about saving lives, as simple as that. That's what it comes down to. And I've put on the calendar a date for CPR training coming up. Looking forward to it. It's early in January. CPR, AED, first aid training, Jamestown, December 13th, Williston, December 13th, Bismarck, December 15th. I've watched the videos of this. It's really good. The kids that are driving, we want them alive at 25, don't we? Of course we do. There's a defensive driving course that is great for young drivers. I see one in Williston on the 16th of December. If you go to ndsc.org, very, very top left-hand side of the website is a training icon. Click on that. You'll find all the options and to find out more. 26 before the top of the hour, the superintendent of public instruction in North Dakota is Kirsten Baszler, joins us from her office today. How about that? The superintendent of public instruction, no holiday for you on a Friday, right?
Not today.
No, not any day,
too
really.
Too much to do.
Too much to do. Yeah, and what do you find it's a little quieter than the usual day at the office. You even get that much more done because you're able to just go, go, go.
That's exactly right. It's like I can get caught up on my paperwork and the correspondence that I need to return and also just like go to the quiet day with no meetings, and I'm looking forward to getting caught up and on top and ready to start another week on Monday.
So two quick questions to start this. Just overall, from the standpoint of what you expect education to be in North Dakota, how are we doing?
You know, I think I really have to give so much credit to our educational personnel, the teachers, the leaders, the school board members, our community, our parent support within our schools across the state. I give them so much credit. As you know, I spend a lot of time in the schools. I was just up in Buxton and Central Valley on Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And again, just remarkably impressed with the work that they're doing and the commitment our communities have to our schools. I don't see a lot of that, and I don't hear a lot of that from many of my colleagues across the nation. They're very envious of how committed we are in North Dakota. But with that being said, we have the mindset at the department and, you know, in our schools across the state that even though we're good, we have to be on a quest for continuous improvement. And so there are certainly things that we're doing well and we need to keep doing, but there really are areas that we need to keep improving on. We need to make sure that fewer of our kids are going to college needing remediation, that they really are prepared for life after high school, that our kids coming into kindergarten and first grade have what they need to get a good solid start, and that on their entire journey that they are not moving on to the next grade with some holes in their foundational knowledge. So always things to improve on, but I really have to give credit to our commitment to public education in North Dakota.
What would you say is the most important thing of all those things you say I want us to get better on, those things that we actually can, you know, see some real improvement on rather quickly? Anything that you're sort of just over-anxious and keeping you up at night to do?
Well, you know, it's funny because at our Thanksgiving dinner yesterday with my family, with my dad and my brothers and sisters and my sons, they asked me that, and we had a long conversation about that. The two things that I really am concerned about is making sure that what we're teaching in our schools today really will be applicable for our kids after they leave our high school. I've said this before, the world isn't rewarding our young people for what they know anymore. You can find it on an app, you can find it on a website. The world is rewarding our young people for what they can do with what they know. So I really, that keeps me up at night, making sure that what we're teaching and how we're teaching our schools today are making them prepared for what they'll be asked to do as an adult. The second thing, Scott, that really does keep me up at night is their safety. I really want to make sure that under my watch that our schools have what they need to keep their kids safe day in and day out. There's no greater responsibility than we as teachers and educators have when loved ones drop their kids off at school at 8:30 in the morning, that we return them safely home at night at 3:30 in the afternoon. So those are the two things that really keep me up most at night.
We just played a clip from a really neat Thanksgiving history lesson, if you will. Many of the things in it I don't remember learning, but I'm sort of a fossil. So I mean, it's possible that I did and I just don't remember anymore. But I mean, those kind of basic things like about the, you know, Thanksgiving as an example, you and I have talked about this before, and I know it's in the quote-unquote curriculum, but are you confident that there is a zeal for kids to learn the basics of the uniqueness and the greatness of America in our classrooms?
You know what I've seen, Scott, and I'm very, very thrilled about this, is a return to the ability to be able to teach those things. I'm seeing an increased interest and an increased zest among not only our students, but their teachers to learn more about civics and civics education and the history of our country. I think under No Child Left Behind, we were super uber focused on math, science, and English, and those are very, very important subjects, and we still need to keep our eye on that. But during those 15 years under NCLB, the history and the civics and all of the well-rounded education kind of got squeezed out. And now with this return to more state control and obviously more local control in North Dakota to what our students are learning and how they're learning it, there is a deep desire and a deep passion. North Dakota is currently rewriting their social studies standards. It's long overdue because of the emphasis that we are placing on a very narrow subject area. And I'm so excited about our teachers that are coming together to write these standards from across the state. And they're putting that emphasis on the history of America, the history of our Constitution, and certainly the responsibility of our students to become good civic citizens. So I'm excited about it. I think we have, I'm optimistic, more optimistic than I've been in 28 years in my educational career about how we're going to be able to return to that.
I'm going to give you a scenario that I'm not suggesting exists anywhere in North Dakota. But if I had classroom A with a teacher that, you know, loved history and really wanted to impart that on the kids and know that, you know, the American experience was unique and talk about it. And then in a classroom B, I have someone that is more of, you know, that's unimportant and we're going to go to the fundamentals. Do teachers have the influence to sort of teach what they're passionate about and decide what is going to get pulled out of the textbook and emphasized?
You know, two things there. I think we do give teachers the autonomy in North Dakota to do the art of teaching, the craft of teaching. But I think in North Dakota, I think the fact that we have school boards that what is going to be taught and what materials are going to be used, I think that makes a big difference. And so although a teacher is given the flexibility and autonomy, it is within the local school board approval. And so I think that's very important. We can't forget about those locally elected officials in our communities and our school districts. So I think that is an important piece. The other piece that I think is important is our teachers, within the last 10 years or so, are relying less and less on textbooks because materials are so readily available that they can use the standards of expectation that their community sets forth through the school board approval and use primary sources versus relying on a textbook that is published in Texas or in California or in Massachusetts to determine what is presented to our students. So I think that it takes more time to plan that way as a teacher. But two things. I think our local school boards set what the community expectations are for the students in that school, and we need to make sure we empower them to do that. And second of all, we shouldn't rely on what's written by an out-of-state publishing company to determine what we present to our students.
One of the things that prompted this conversation was a news article I saw where students were surveyed to say, what do you prefer, socialism or capitalism? And the majority said socialism. And I about wanted to cry because I thought, number one, there's no student that actually does want socialism over capitalism. They may have some view of what they believe capitalism is to be versus socialism, but the real deal, if they actually lived it, there'd be no choice, right? And I don't know where this was or how they were taking the survey or anything else. But it's a constant worry. But it sounds like you have an enthusiasm that to the extent there might have been, a failure to get those fundamental basics about America and about history to them previously, that it's coming back. But, when you see a survey like that, what do you say? What do you think?
I think it really drives home the point that we need to be teaching our students how to apply. We can't learn history just for the sake of learning history. We have to have our students be able to apply how that went down. How did socialism really impact those countries that were under socialism versus capitalism? What happened in those countries? What was the long-term effect? And then be able to apply that to what's going on right here, right now, and say, do we really want that in our country? If this is the road that you think you want to go down, here's how it turned out. Let's not have history repeat itself in our great country. And so, again, the application of knowledge. I really am excited. I have my state superintendent student cabinet. We'll be meeting again the week after next, and they'll be able to see the reorganizational session. They'll come into the Capitol to meet with me, and they'll be able to see our senators and our representatives at the Capitol for their reorganizational session. And they are so interested, and they're a reflection. They bring their voice to the Capitol when they meet with me. And these young people are curious, and they are engaged, and they want to be taught how to lead in the future. And so that's why I take this job very seriously that I have. It's like we need to set the table for them and make sure that they get the facts and the reality of a choice A or a choice B. So then when they become our next senators and representatives at the Capitol, or they go back and become their school board members within their community, that they're making decisions based on facts and not misperception.
Only a few seconds left, but I wanted to give you a chance to talk about your excitement about the trust fund support for schools that's been upped, right?
Yeah, it sure did. North Dakota is just the envy of so many of my colleagues across the nation because we take our investment in K-12 education very seriously. And we're so fortunate to have this rich land in North Dakota, both in minerals and energy and agriculture, that allows us to have that Common School Trust Fund that provides funding to our schools. And when that funding is provided to our schools, it frees up so many more dollars in the general fund for us to help other areas of the state's needs as well.
The new amount, about $1,600 per student over the next 2 years because of that. Kirsten Baszler, thank you.
Thank you.
Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Join the best team in the West. MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. With the combination of existing stressors in our industry right now, the pileup of stressors can leave farmers feeling powerless and frustrated. Dr. Sean Brotherson, NDSU Extension Family Specialist, explains that talking with others, taking time to assess options, and developing proactive steps to pursue are valuable in being able to regain a sense of control when facing challenges. Stress signals are warning signals, like the yellow light flashing on the dashboard, that indicates the need to slow down and focus on wellness. This is an important time to take care of oneself, family members, fellow farm workers, and neighbors. Reach out to talk about how you are feeling. Talk to your primary care doctor and local counselor to assess your physical and mental health. Call 211 for listening support, suicidal thoughts, mental health issues, crisis, and referral.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Today is the Black Friday, the day when you hunt for bargains, I guess. I'm not much of a bargain hunter. My wife is a great, savvy shopper. And she knows if it's a pair of jeans that I like, that, you know, those jeans she can get for $40. And she, you know, there's no reason to pay $45, right?
I should lock that down.
If I need the jeans, I buy them whether they're 45 or whether they're, you know, the 55. I need it, you know. But today's the day, you know, you can go out there and find some bargains. I am going to suggest Black Friday is going to go into next week because my friends at Piper's have a Black Friday auction next week. There's going to be something. It's at their North American auction center right there along I-94 in Steele, North Dakota. And they are loading up on some incredible equipment. I mean, really, really amazing. Top quality. Here's a secondhand excavator. A number of those ranging in size from the Komatsu. Is that how you say Komatsu? Komatsu?
Yeah, the tractor.
Yeah.
I believe so. Yep.
PC 200 and up to PC 400. There's also a Volvo 210. Mid-size six-way dozers, wheel loaders, trenchers, haul trucks, skid steers, aerial lifts, service trucks, all kinds of attachments for new and used skid steers, numerous semis. You have the semi-trailers, you have the egg hopper trailers, great range of tractors, continuous fence panels, a tailgater's dream. Get a load of this. Kevin, I could see you behind the wheel, a 1981 coach bus. There you go, right there with the big Viking stickers on the side.
Bingo.
Headed down to U.S. Bank Stadium.
Let's tailgate, baby.
So, Pipers, November 29th, Steel, North Dakota, 10 a.m. There will be on-site and online bidding available that day, but they're really loading up on a great selection at Pipers. If you don't have a catalog, by the way, call them, 877-700-4099 or at pipers.com. Telephone numbers to weigh in with any questions or comments. 800-228-0550. Local number is 701-258-0550. You call me today, or text me, rather. Todd is hanging on at Max. 701-367-2054 to text me, not call me. You want to call me, you call 258-0550. You want to text me, 367-2054. You can also email me. The shorter one is Scott H. First name, Scott. First initial, last name. Don't you love it when people say that? Scott H. At Flag. As in Jim the Flagpole Guy. There's another good Black Friday special.
You got a deal going?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
If you're
going to
go out and look for Black Friday specials, why not an American flag? Why not a flagpole?
Bingo.
I'm Jim the Flagpole Guy. Right? Christmas gift to honor a veteran in the family. We're going to put up a flag, you know, at a special landmark spot or family farm or whatever. I think that'd be a great way to go. 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. What else would be good? My pillow we talked about? That'd be good. That'd be really, really good. I could go on and on and on. If you had to go out and right now buy anything without regard with budget, you know, within reason, Kevin, what would it be?
Probably a new ride.
Is that right?
New ride for the missus.
Yeah.
Probably hit Pucklich up for a little Tahoe or Suburban action. Maybe a nice pickup.
Every Wednesday we have one heck of a deal here on the program.
I know.
Rod and Bismarck, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Just a couple things. I read a story recently about the Pilgrims initially tried socialism with their land, that they initially set up all of the land to be farmed by all of the individuals together. And it was only after they reverted back to having individual plots of land that they were actually successful to as far as raising crops to sustain themselves.
I heard that same story, and I don't remember if I heard it or read it or what, but it was fascinating. That, you know, basically they tried it, it failed, and they, oh, I have it on my own Facebook page. How about that?
Yeah.
It was actually in Forbes. It was in Forbes magazine. That's where I read it. How a failed commune gave us what is now Thanksgiving.
Right. My second question, if I may, we were having Thanksgiving dinner yesterday, and my granddaughter, who's 12 years old, made a comment about how her wall that she built around her mashed potatoes had failed. And gravy ran all over her plate. And her next comment was, she said, I guess I'll have to build a taller wall and I'll have gravy pay for it.
And,
good.
Oh, how old? And how old?
She's 12. And anyway, after she said that, we were just kind of stunned, and then we all started hysterically laughing, and then we started chanting, build the wall.
Oh, my gosh. There's a good Thanksgiving memory for you right there.
That story will be told for years.
Build that wall.
And get gravy to pay for it.
Yeah. Was she trying to be funny, or she just,
Well, she kind of looked, we kind of looked at it, and then she started busting out laughing first, so she realized what she'd said, and it was exactly along. I said, we got a young Republican conservative under construction here, too.
Do we ever. I love it. Great story, Rod. Thanks a ton.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening. Oh, my gosh. That's a beauty. Gotta laugh. You gotta laugh. You hear me, Kevin? You gotta laugh. You hear me, audience?
Amen, brother.
You gotta laugh. It's so therapeutic. Fabulous. More coming up on What's
On Your Mind. You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talked to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can be as much as 50-60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant's one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small towns. North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. And those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.